The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents The Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've asked Victor to join me. He's a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and you're going to learn a lot from Victor. As a matter of fact, there's a lot that Victor brings to the table besides his membership in Lifestyles Unlimited. So what am I getting at? Well, he actually has a background as a home inspector and also as a public adjuster. Now, those two fields are real estate related, but ironically, even though you go to school to learn how to become a home inspector or you learn how to become a public adjuster, even though those trades have something to do with real estate and real estate investing, they don't give you the salient knowledge that you need in order to become a real estate investor. It might expose you to real estate investors, but it doesn't make you a real estate investor. So, why do I bring that up? Because my guest today, Victor, has backgrounds in both of those fields. He has been around people that are real estate investors, but ironically, it took Lifestyles Unlimited to introduce him to the business side of the house. In other words, the investor side of the house. What I'm getting at is that Victor is now a qualified real estate investor. He is what we call sophisticated, meaning that he has been properly educated in real estate investing. He knows how to invest in single family properties. He knows how to invest in multifamily properties. He knows how to network with other people. As a matter of fact, he's so good at investing in real estate, he's able to live in one part of the country and buy his assets in another part of the country. Yeah, you heard me correctly. He lives in a place called Florida, and not the northern part of Florida. He's way down in the southern part of Florida. But he bought a real estate asset in a place called Texas. It's a little town called Seguin. It's outside of San Antonio, and he bought a house in that location. Now, when we bring him onto the show, I'm going to ask him if he's ever visited the property. As a matter of fact, why don't we just do this? Why don't we bring Victor onto the show? Let's just say, hey, Victor, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Glad to have you here. And I'm really excited to get into your story. So how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. Now I just want to hit you with the question. I almost wanted to blow off the introduction stuff because I'm so curious to ask you this question. Have you ever visited the property in Seguin that you purchased and rehabbed?
Actually, I did, but it was only just to see the final outcome.
So when you were buying this thing, you didn't jump on a plane, come out to Texas, and tour that property or as well as other properties before you decided to buy this thing?
No. I didn't feel that I needed to. I felt well-equipped enough to be able to do that. And it was because of Lifestyles and the mentors that were available to me that helped give me the confidence for it.
You know, the hair is sticking up on the back of many of our listeners right now, the back of their necks, I should say. Not necessarily their backs, but well, you know where I'm going with that analogy. And the point I want to make is that there are people that are concerned for you because they think that they have to physically see a property before they buy it. They think it would be very risky to do what you did. Tell me, did you feel that it was risky?
So actually, one of those people was my father-in-law.
Oh, really?
with many members of my family were very nervous at the fact that I was buying outside of even my hometown. But it made sense to do it. It made sense to do it. The deal worked. We were able to get the right team together to finish everything up and get it rented.
So you eventually did come out and look at the property. Was it out of sheer curiosity, or did you just want to actually see if it was done?
Yeah, it was more out of curiosity and to just get to know the area. We took, a couple days to kind of explore Seguin. We actually got to explore San Antonio a lot and Austin. So it was more just to kind of get familiar with the area. It was a great little vacation. It was an excuse to just take a little vacay. I'm very happy with the area. I'm very happy with Seguin. I feel like there's a lot of potential there. And it's right in between two major cities. So I think that there's going to be a lot of development. There's already it's already showing based on the email blast that I've been getting. They're starting to send stuff outside of San Antonio as well. So it's been showing that it's going to be a good area to invest in the future.
Do you think that Interstate 35, which connects Austin and San Antonio, which Seguin is right a part of, do you think that eventually those two cities are just going to merge and we're not going to have any open space between them?
I mean, it's very, very possible. I mean, you could just see the migration happening throughout the United States. More and more people are leaving those highly populated metropolitan cities and moving into smaller towns so that they can have space for their family, get away from the city life. So I do see that as a possibility. Yes.
So that obviously becomes a benefit for your investment property, because there are people that are attracted to that type of living, and that just makes it easier for you to rent your property out. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely.
Very cool. So let's get into your background. Now, did I get that correct? You're a home inspector and also a public adjuster?
That's correct.
Now, what exactly do you do regarding those two trades?
So public adjusting, I essentially represent the homeowner when they have an insurance claim. And I essentially evaluate the damages, document, and help and assist in processing their claim with the insurance company to make sure that they get fair value for their loss. And as a home inspector, I go in and I work primarily for a inspection company that we go out and do surveys and we do home inspections for multiple clients, and it's mainly single family.
How many hours a week do you think you put in between those two jobs?
I want to say maybe 50 to maybe 55 hours a week sometimes.
Okay. So, I mean, you're gainfully employed. I mean, there's plenty of work and it does consume a good portion of your available time.
That's the main reason why I joined Lifestyles, so I can get my time back.
So how did you pull off buying, renovating, leasing out, and operating a single family property that's 1,500 miles away from you? I mean, the people in the audience are thinking, gosh, this guy's super busy. He's already putting 55 hours plus per week into what's making him a living. But then he took on like a 40-hour a week job to do this real estate stuff. Can you decode that?
So it really wasn't as bad as I was expecting it to be. Everything actually worked a lot smoothly when you have, when you do your due diligence and you have a good team in place, everything kind of works. We vetted our tenants. We went by the Lifestyles model of what they recommended as far as, what kind of criteria we should be looking for. When you have a roadmap for success, really, it makes your life easier. It puts ease into it gives me peace of mind as well. So that's really the gist of it. It didn't add too many more hours to my day.
So how much time do you think you put into it per week? Was it 5 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours?
I want to say maybe 5 to 10 hours. You know, sometimes I was on the phone a little bit more, you know, just going back and forth with the lenders and getting them all the documents that they needed, or going to getting on calls with the contractors to making sure everything was done right, getting the videos and photos and all that stuff. But no, I wouldn't say more than 5 to 10 hours, you know, and you know, I feel like it's just going to get easier the more that I do.
Yeah, because I would think that the hardest thing for you to do is to build the team. I mean, considering you're 1,500 miles away as the crows flies. Yeah. So what was it like building the team? I mean, who did you need to put on your team to get this thing up and running?
So we started off with getting our realtor. We spoke to Lifestyles Realty, and we got the deal through them, through the email blast as well. It was a wholesale deal. Then from that, we went and got our financing. Get our inspectors, got an appraisal, got a contractor in there, you know, got a couple different bids from contractors, and settled on one. And we were able to get that one taken care of, and then got a local realtor to really handle the lease. So that, you know, you need someone with good boots on the ground that has a good familiarity with the area, to really help you, get the right people in there and get tenants in there quick.
Sounded like to me you needed about 6 or 7 people on your team to get this thing up and running.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, that's one of the things that you guys talk about, making sure that you have a good team and making sure that, you know, you have people that you can rely on and vet them and have options, you know, because sometimes someone may be busy or someone may not be available, or, you know, so you bought them or, you know, things happen and you just need to be able to have people that you can rely on.
You, armed with a smartphone, was able to orchestrate this entire deal from 1,500 miles away. And did you lose any sleep over it?
No. No, I didn't.
Wow. And where'd you learn how to do all this again?
Through Lifestyles Unlimited. Took the workshop and joined the membership, and it was all downhill from there.
How did you find out about Lifestyles Unlimited?
So one of the national mentors, Isaac Martinez, is a good friend of mine. We met through church, and he started back in 2017 or 16. And he had introduced me to Lifestyles as they were having the financial workshop, like the free workshop here in South Florida. And I went. I attended the meeting, and it was very, very educational, very insightful. But I wasn't ready.
Hold that thought, because we're getting ready to go to break. And when we come back from break, we're going to ask him, why wasn't he ready? Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big, and knowledge. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn for just $297 with Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Victor, and together we're working on your financial freedom. As we're going to break, Victor, you were kind of giving me some of the background as to how you got started with Lifestyles Unlimited. You met Isaac Martinez. You guys became friends. He introduced you to Lifestyles Unlimited, and he said, hey, you ought to go check out what we do. So you did. You went and checked it all out. But you made a statement as we were going to break. You said you weren't ready yet. What did you mean by that?
So, I mean, you do need investment capital in real estate to get involved in real estate. So we didn't feel like we had enough saved up in order to get our first investment property. And so that's really what we were waiting for. And so in 2022, I had a smoke shop business in Miami at the same time. And so I sold that, and we were able to get the funds for our first property.
So let me get this straight. I mean, you're a licensed home inspector, you're a licensed adjuster, and you own a smoke shop. I mean, you've got a lot of irons in the fire, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I've always felt that you need multiple streams of income, and you can't kind of put all your eggs in one basket. And it was actually, I feel like it was wise choice, because I ended up, you know, the industry kind of changed, and it just, the smoke shop was more of a job rather than a business, a cash flow business. And so, we just decided that it wasn't the right fit for me anymore. And I was able to, you know, supplement the income that I was making and with the home inspection and the public adjusting as well.
So you repurposed that smoke shop into a single family rental property in the great state of Texas. I mean, is that a fair statement?
That's correct. Yep.
So what was that like? I mean, did you have any withdrawals from, you know, having to let go of that business that you built up, or was it something that just seemed easy to do?
I get that question a lot, actually. No, it was, for me, it was very easy. I was ready to move on. I had been in the retail industry for 10 years, and just it wasn't the same anymore. I mean, retail across the industry has suffered greatly. You know, you can see big chains just getting hit hard too. So I didn't really see that it was going to be continue to be a good opportunity for me. So I just felt like, get out while I'm good and get on to the next thing.
Did Lifestyles Unlimited and the education that you went through, did it like help you make that decision?
Absolutely. It gave me the confidence to be able to do it and to, find an avenue for creating cash flow without having to, you know, open the door, put the sign open and deal with customers all day long, or have to, you know, crunch numbers, do payroll, all that stuff, you know?
Let me ask you a personal question about the smoke shop business. May I ask you? I probably got to ask permission to ask you a personal question. Okay, so what kind of cash flow did that business throw off to you? In other words, what were you taking home every month from the smoke shop?
So we were doing about maybe $3,000 to $4,000 a month take home. And it started to kind of dwindle down a little bit towards the end. So that's why I was kind of just like, no, this is not really working for me.
And what was the trade-off in time? How much time were you putting into that business?
We were working, I mean, I was working in the last few years, I mean, during COVID and all that stuff, we had such issues with getting employees. And I mean, I was working there basically 7 days a week and doing home inspections at the same time. So, you know, it was tough.
It basically was a job. I mean, there's no other way for my mind to wrap around this. Even though you were the business owner and you were self-employed, you were kind of chained to that business, and it was a turnkey business, was it not?
Yeah, if I didn't turn the key, I wasn't open for business.
You weren't going to make any money, right? Okay.
Yep.
All right. So sounds like you're juggling a lot of balls, but then real estate introduces this concept where you can still make money, but you're not having to put as much time into the money making, because you're shifting from an active source of income to a more passive source of income. Tell me what that feels like, making that transition.
Oh man, it feels great. And I can't wait to get to my goals so that I can officially retire. I mean, it's made sense, you know? Owning a business was great, and you had the ability when things were going great, you know, you have all the time to go and do vacations and all that stuff. But if things aren't great, you have to be in the business. And in comparison to real estate, you set it up, you get the professionals to do what they do, and you get the right person in there, and you just sit back and collect. I mean, it was a no-brainer.
So how many hours a week are you spending on your real estate currently?
I mean, I would say maybe on a monthly right now. I mean, it's just running itself. It has have a tenant in there. I don't have to worry about it really. If I spend, you know, 2-3 hours a week, I think it may be too much.
Okay. So basically you've got this thing on cruise control. It's pretty much running by itself. I mean, you did fix everything up that could go wrong with that property before you put that resident in the property. Is that fair?
Yep. Yep.
What are the odds that something's going to go wrong with the property?
Very few. I mean, you know, something, you never know what could happen, but I mean, we fixed everything in the house. We made sure everything was safe and proper, and we're, you know, no reason to worry about anything at the moment.
And you intend to do interesting things for your future. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, talk to me about what your future plans are with regards to real estate, because I'm real curious as to where you go from where you're at now.
So our plan is to acquire 15 properties in the next few years so that we can achieve retirement. At that point, after some traveling and exploring the world and seeing all the different sites that we want to see, we want to start getting into bigger multifamily deals, get deeper into real estate, grow our portfolio, and be able to bless the people around us, our family, and hopefully be able to bless, you know, people that we don't know, you know, through giving back to our donations, you know, reaching out and being able to help people financially, financial education, you know, whatever we can do to give back.
So you mentioned that you want to help other people. Why is that so important to you?
Well, I feel like it's a need. You know, so many people lack financial education, don't really understand how money works. And if we can teach someone to fish, they can eat for the rest of their lives. You know, so I think that's if you can leave anything behind, I think if you can leave knowledge behind, you know, you can bless people like that.
Man, I agree with you. I'm 100% with you there. Now, you keep using this word "we." Is there a mouse in your pocket, or is there somebody very important in your life?
Oh no, my wife. You know, it's never just me. It's always me and my wife. So we're in this together. She's supported me through everything as much as I supported her, and you know, I wouldn't be living the life I am living without her by my side. That's for sure.
What does she do for a living, or is she real estate retired now?
So she's an actress. She is was also a professional dancer as part of her background. But she's currently an actress right now. She's been in a couple Lifetime movies, a couple independent films, and just, you know, working on getting her name out there so you can see us at the Oscars one day, you know?
That would be really cool, man. I wouldn't go to the Oscars just because I'm cheap, but I would definitely support you guys if you were nominated.
Thank you.
So she's involved with acting. You're involved with some of the associated industries around real estate. Who retires first? I mean, is there a desire to end any of these careers, or what's the future hold for you guys?
So she doesn't want to retire acting. I mean, that's a passion of hers, and it's something that she loves. For me, I would like to eventually not have to, you know, I want to be able to retire and my focus be strictly real estate and working on my real estate portfolio. I do like what I do, but I rather have the freedom of choice and the option to want to do it or not.
How long do you think it will take you to replace the income from your current career?
So based on my projections, I'm looking probably at about 4 to 5 years.
Okay, and in that 4 to 5 years, you expect to get at least 14 more single-family properties and invest in some multifamily assets?
That's correct.
Okay. And does that seem like it is a outcome that is achievable for you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, definitely. I mean, we're looking to get another property this year, sell the first property that we have, buy two more, and kind of do the same thing, you know, hold the property for about a year, 2 years, flip it, get two more, and like that.
Okay.
Kind of like a compound interest thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, you buy one, especially when you buy an asset and you spend $26,000 of your own money, but you capture an additional $50,000 of equity. You're essentially tripling your money in that asset. That allows you to dispose of that property by selling it. You get a bigger bag of money out of it, and then that gives you enough money to buy two, possibly three properties to replace the one you disposed of.
Right, right. That's the idea.
Man, that's got to get you like all giddy and feeling like, you know, you want to dance.
Yeah, man. I believe the industry term is excited.
Yes. According to David Fisher, one of our multifamily mentors and instructors, yeah, it's excited is definitely a qualified response to what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. So let me ask you about what does 5 years from now look like for you? If you could frame a picture of you and your beautiful wife 5 years from now, what would you two be doing?
So we are probably with our toddler somewhere in the south of France at a cafe, sipping coffee, watching people go by, ready to get in our car and drive around and explore more of the beautiful countryside.
Hey, is there room for a third wheel? Because that sounds exciting to me.
We'll have to get you a ticket, man. We'll have to get you a ticket when we get out there.
All right. Well, I got to bring my wife, too, so maybe we can do a couples thing.
That works. That works.
So you're picturing the future being exactly what you want it to be. I mean, you're picturing a life that you don't have currently right now, but you expect to have, and real estate is the vehicle that's going to get you to that end state of goal.
Absolutely. 100%. I don't see it really any other way. You know, the most successful people in the world have all made their money off of real estate, and it's something that you can continue to bless future generations with because of the fact that it's a physical asset that retains and holds value and increases in value over time.
Indeed it does. And you have cracked the code. You understand how to harness the power of real estate, and you've done it from 1500 miles away from where your asset is. I think that's an amazing testament, not only to your ability to be a successful real estate investor, but also to Lifestyles Unlimited for teaching you everything that you know about investing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so many different programs out there, but it wasn't until Lifestyles Unlimited that gave me the roadmap and the tools and resources to be able to make that plunge, take that plunge. You know, if I wouldn't have been able to do it if I didn't feel confident in myself and educated in order to make the right decisions, you know, or even ask the right questions. And it was through Lifestyles that gave me the ability to have that confidence to do that.
You know, Victor, I'm just impressed at what you've been able to accomplish. I'm impressed with the lifestyle that you're living. And for those of you out there that want to do what Victor's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.